Morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre and post spirometry test on Patricia Smith. This goes to Tori Asbury. On 3/24/22, Mrs. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/20/21, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Daniel Havens. This goes to Heather Bowers. On 3/24/22, Mr. Havens performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94% period. After walking 507 meters in 6 minutes, his saturation was 91% period. New paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Daniel Havens. Also going to Heather Bowers. On 3/24/22, Mr. Havens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchial activity period, new paragraph impression, normal study. And when compared to a study dated 9/21/17, there's been no change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Glenda Little. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 3/24/22, Mrs. Little performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchioreactivity period. The post bronchodilator forced vital capacity is normal period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Dallas Langley. This goes to Dr. Asbury. On 3/24/22, Mr. Langley performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. After walking 412 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94% period. The paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Carol Mercier. This goes to Lorena Mauney, M-A-U-N-E-Y, N-P. On 3/24/22, Mrs. Mercier performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchioreactivity period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next, a 6-minute walk test on Sean Fitzsimmons, F-I-T-Z-S-I-M-O-N-D-S, and this goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 3/24/22, Mr. Fitzsimmons performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95% period. After walking 440 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97% period. New paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jimmy Clemens. This goes to Dr. Angela Thompson. On 3/24/22, Mr. Clemens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 7/20/21. There's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Clemens. This goes to Dr. Angela Thompson. On 3/24/22, Mrs. Clemens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was greater than one period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. There was no change after bronchodilators. The paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity period. Thank you.